Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
MTV sucks. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
An MTV pilot called Dude, This Sucks was filmed in 2001, has never aired, and never will. Probably because it did suck. Both overall because it's MTV in the year 2001, but specifically for the two people that filed a lawsuit because of what happened at said pilot taping. Influenced by the popularity of then-current shows like Fear Factor and Jackass, and shows of the past like The Gong Show, MTV tried its hand on a talent show without the talent.
That seems bad.
I know you're thinking, MTV in the early 2000s? No. On January 1st, 2001, MTV filmed the pilot for Dude, This Sucks at an MTV festival in Big Bear, which is
very close to where we are right now.
It was like 30 miles north. I don't know how far it is about that.
I'm already kind of intrigued why they would do that, or it's kind of a spring break style thing.
Already having a festival, and I guess while they were there, they were taking advantage of the crowds and the people and filmed a outdoor pilot.
Okay.
It's a quote-unquote talent competition where two team captains would each act out a performance featuring the weird talents of the contestants for 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. If any time during that 45-second performance, if one of the three judges thinks that act sucks, they drop the hammer on the podium and the act loses and the audience screams, "Dude, this sucks."
Okay.
As loud as they can. And at the end of a half hour, the team with the most points wins.
Okay.
Money, prizes, etc.
This is very in the vein of Eliminate in terms of show structures.
I mean, between that and Next and all the other shows they had, it's
like
just
instant gratification, kind of sensationalizing things, audience interaction, this kind of like you're under this pressure cooker type context.
Enter the Shower Rangers. More on that after this break. So the act, the Shower Rangers.
It sounds like it's of a certain place and time.
They have a scenario of that they're at a campsite and maybe they're dressed like scouts.
Okay.
So far, so bad.
This is
right?
Be bad.
And I believe 13 and 14-year-old Monique Garcia and Kelly Sloat were in the audience. And they were up front and they were like, "Oh, hey, would you like to be part of this pilot?" And of course, you know, they're just like, that's like, cool.
Yeah,
I love MTV.
Absolutely.
So they were instructed by studio employees to stand on the stage in a certain place for part of the show. And then the Shower Rangers do their thing. The girls didn't get any information of like what would be happening, how this would work.
Sure.
And also they're 13 and 14 years old.
Yeah, they're children.
They're children that should have had, I mean, you work in production.
Yeah. First of all,
you're a producer.
This so feels of a certain time and place too, like early 2000s, where it's like, oh, let's bring these underaged kids. Let's not make them sign anything. Where's their parent? We don't give a fuck. You know, let's bring them on stage and do whatever the fuck we want to them. Like, yeah, it is a recipe for something horrific, clearly.
So they don't know what's going to happen. So the Shower Rangers, at I guess some point during this thing, turn their backs, drop their pants, and expose their butts. Or there's a trap butt door. I don't know what it is. They bend over and water sprays out of their butt.
Okay.
Spraying the two girls.
Okay. Oh my God.
But part of it is with that water comes, do you know how butt works?
I do. Where is the water actually coming out?
I don't know the mechanics of it, but it seems like
there's feces in there.
Yeah.
There's just, it's shit water. It's coming at them.
And yeah, so there's, it's water, but it's going to be obviously mixed with
Whatever is in that man's asshole, poop. Like close to it. Yeah.
It could be poo-poo. Sorry for cursing.
Listen,
but it could be
my brain is like going a million miles a minute trying to figure out the mechanism of whatever's going on with that asshole in water.
I've looked for any video.
Yeah.
And the only video I could find referencing it was the Jon Stewart show.
Okay.
It is not to be found.
Oh.
That I could find.
Okay.
If someone else can, please do. Or maybe I look deep, I can maybe try to find it. But I looked.
We got
it. I spent more time looking for it than I did researching this. So Monique Garcia and Kelly Sloat, I mean, via, I'm sure their parents and lawyers, sued MTV on April 5th, 2001. Emotional distress, negligence, battery, because,
their children being sprayed with a biohazard type substance from the assholes of grown men on a stage for MTV.
They probably could have sued even just being on the stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Even honestly, just being there, I would think.
This is a quote from one of the girls. "We were having a good time until the second act of Dude, This Sucks went on. All of a sudden, I was smelling something disgusting and started to gag. I looked around at my friends. They were covered in something. As I looked down at myself, I realized I was too." And then they talked about they went to school and they were humiliated.
Yeah.
Especially at that age, especially that age.
Horrible.
"Everyone knew about it, even some of the teachers. Most of the kids were cracking jokes or wouldn't come near us because even though we washed off the feces, they said we smelled."
Yeah.
"I will never ever forget what a horrible experience this was."
Awful. Oh my God.
The president at the time of the network, Brian Graydon, assured that the footage from the show would never air and never will. And so far, it seems like that's true. "This was a terrible incident. It was unintended, and we regret that it happened. I was not aware of the content of the segment prior to the taping and have taken steps to ensure that an incident of this nature never happens again."
Bullshit.
And even if he does, you're still, they're probably like, "Hey, we're going to do like some Jackass type show." He's like, "Oh, that's popular. Good. Is it cheap? Do it."
I can only speak to like my producing in a later time and place, but like, it's a pilot. You don't think these fucking network people and executive producers are not all over every fucking bit that they're going to do. Like, and I could be wrong. I worked far later in the evolution of TV and shows like this, but damn, it's just like, you don't want any culpability. You don't want to, you just want to, you know, sweep it under the rug. I hope these girls got money and their families got a ton of fucking money for this.
You know, their lawyer was Gloria Allred.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, OJ Simpson fame.
Oh, my God. The very famous, storied career. And also, we do a whole episode on her.
They're probably like, oh, we're going to get decimated.
Yeah.
Absolutely decimated. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of press on it. So, yeah, the two girls and their four friends saw a camera crew covering up their equipment with plastic tarps before the shower rangers took the stage.
No shit.
So it's like, you know, there's like, oh, this is going to be like a splash zone or no splash zone. It was a splash zone.
Yeah. Somebody knows what's going on. The crew, there's usually hundreds of people on a crew like that.
I'm curious, what would... Let's just say the girls were like, that was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah.
What would be the outcome from them? Mm-hmm. Would the show go on? Like, would they be like print it? Or like, do the girls get anything? Or
no.
Do they just get to
They're
be on?
Exploited. They get exploited.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, that I do believe of this time and place. And even now, honestly, it's like, and again, they're children, so like that's a different thing altogether. But like, of course they want people to like come and be a part of a production and make it seem like it's a certain type of way. If it's fun, it's youthful, whatever, and want to give them as little as possible. That's TV. That's like so much of my experience of TV, unfortunately. But like, they're children, and the show already probably was going to suck to begin with. It was probably, you know, ill-advised, horribly produced, and not that fun to watch. So then you put this shit on there, too? It's like, good luck. It costs you much more than it should have.
And I know what you're going to say. It's no Friends.